This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Xiao Yik. We are now more than a month into phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program, which is calling for those above 60 and those with comorbidities to get vaccinated. But the registration rate has still been low due to some concerns, especially among older adults, about the safety of the vaccines. So here at BFM, we've been speaking to some senior citizens who have gotten their jabs and want to encourage others to do so. Here are their stories.
Hi, my name is Fatimah Abubakar. I am 66 years old and I am from Bandar Utama, Petaling Jaya. On May 18th, I got my first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Yes, I've been vaccinated.
How have you been coping throughout this pandemic? You know, how has it affected you? Has it come close to your family, you know, as we see more and more people becoming infected, cases going up?
I suppose comparatively, I've been lucky. My family, we've been quite lucky. But definitely it has affected us. We used to be, we would meet every now and then. Yeah, my daughters, my grandchildren. We would have our dinners together at least once or twice a week. But now, of course, not at all. I can't even hug them. We go on FaceTime. So the fear, of course, is if we were to meet, will we like infect each other? Although, like, now I've got one dose of the vaccination, but even then, the fear doesn't go away. Yeah, we still have to be very, very careful. So the best thing is we tell each other we won't meet. We will just meet on FaceTime. And I know it's driving my grandchildren up the wall, you know. They're so used to like going out to the park. Although, like I say, comparatively, we've been luckier than most other people who are really dealing with it for 10 years, losing their loved ones. Many of us are affected in one way or another. For me now, every time when I want to go out, I feel like I'm going to a war. I feel like I'm going to battle an enemy that I cannot see. And that scares me a lot. So that's why I got the vaccination, because I'm more afraid of the virus than the after effects of the vaccine. And I'm also doing it, for myself and also for my family. My mother, who is 87, you know, thank God we made sure that she also got her vaccination. So she's got both doses. She got the Pfizer vaccination. So we're a little bit, you know, I'm not so worried there. Most of my family have all been vaccinated at least one dose. And of course, the children are waiting for when can children be able to get their vaccination.
Were you open to the idea of vaccination right from the start for yourself and also for your mother?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, although I had this worries about will the vaccine be safe enough for us? Will it be safe for my 87-year-old mother? I was more afraid of the virus, what it can do to us, than to the imagined fears of what the vaccine after effects would be. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking, I was telling my mom, and she mentioned it to me also. Like, remember when you were young and you had your BCG vaccinations, your vaccinations for polio, for cholera? They were the same thing, she said. You know, we weren't sure about, about the after effects born, but we still did it, you know, and that has done us so much good. So, you know, so inshallah, this vaccine will keep us safe.
Plenty of people had those worries, though, and there was plenty of misinformation going around. So did you come across any of those, or did you have to talk to people to sort of correct their perceptions?
Oh, yeah, my God. All kinds of things you read about. And, of course, that affects you. You know, so it's like, okay, I'm in my 60s, my mom is in the 80s. What if it's true? What if what they say is true? You know, it's terrible. It plays on your mind. And, you know, I hate this. I hate this fear. But, again, like I said, I had to weigh the pros and cons. And, like, which one are you more afraid of? And, yes, I have been talking to people whenever I can to tell people, like, no, it is not 100% guaranteed, you know. that it is safe, but whatever chance that we can get, this whatever hope you have that this vaccine will be good for you, then grab it. Rather than not doing anything at all, rather than wait for the virus to attack you. So, I mean, what choice do you have? You know, it's either the virus or the vaccine. You know, if you don't do anything, it's like being in limbo and suffering and being afraid of the unknown kind of thing, you know. And I don't like to live my life that way. I don't know, there's people who don't have any background or knowledge or talking as though they have, you know, that they have all the knowledge in the world, saying that, oh, I heard about this case where 20 nurses died because they were poisoned by the vaccine. And, you know, but I'm so glad that when messages like that come out, when it goes viral, people counter it. You know, thank God there are people learned enough, doctors and people who know, scientists and doctors and people, you know, of sound mind counter all this.
Let's talk a little bit about getting the vaccine itself, you know, just for the benefit of those who haven't gone for theirs yet. What's the process like?
So, okay, of course, the night before that, my husband and I had, didn't sleep too well, of course, that little dose, both of us, you know, and of course, I didn't tell him I was worried, he didn't tell me, and, you know, so both of us were like, you know, like, quietly on our own, suffering in silence. Next day after we got the jab, then we said, I couldn't sleep last night, you know, because I didn't want to worry him, he didn't want to worry me. And ours was at University of Malaya, and it was all very, very well organized. People, right down from the people outside, the RELA people, right down to the volunteers, the medical personnel and all that, they were so calm and reassuring. Everybody was so helpful. Even the people going there to be vaccinated, everybody, there was this sense of camaraderie. You know, it's like, okay, are you okay? Like, I brought my mom earlier to Sunway Convention Center for her vaccination. Mm-hmm. And because it was a long way to walk, we brought our own wheelchair. And people were coming to help, like, are you okay? Can we help you? You know? So, yeah, don't be afraid. I can understand. I was afraid, you know, but when I arrived, everyone was just so willing to help you.
Yeah. You know, going back a little bit to sort of talking to people, helping them to understand why the vaccine is important, you have a big following on social media. And, you know, social media can be a double-edged sword, can it can be used to spread misinformation, but it can also be used to encourage people. What has been your experience of, you know, conversations about vaccination on social media?
You said it is a double-edged sword. My followers are not as many as other people, but yeah, that's why after our vaccinations, my mom, myself, my daughters, we would post it so that people would see that. So hoping that if any of my followers were afraid, whatever, they can read. I put it on my Instagram, and at least for them to see our smiling faces and our reassuring messages to say that, yeah, we've been vaccinated, and, you know, it's just a breeze, no problem. And, like, side effects, no, you know, very little side effects, you know, thank God. So, yeah, opening social media is very important if you can, yeah, to just reach out to whoever in two minds about this or who are afraid. Hopefully it will be liked by, like, you know, young people. These are mainly people who have their Instagram accounts. But hopefully they will then reassure their parents or their grandparents, you know, that you see, so-and-so dahambe, so, you know, why don't we go for it too?
Maybe a final word, a final message to encourage others to register, to get vaccinated, and to go for their appointments.
Yeah, I know. I read about so many who registered but didn't go. Yeah, such a waste. We are going through this nightmare. You know, all of us are going through the same nightmare. So what we can do is please, please, please register for your vaccinations. And once you get your date, please go, yeah. This is the only way for now, before we actually get rid of the virus once and for all, this is the only way for now to keep ourselves healthy, to keep ourselves safe. Yeah, do this. If you're not doing this for yourself, at least think about your family. Yeah, what will happen to your family if anything happens to you? The pain, the guilt, the anguish they will go through. Please get vaccinated.
That was Fatima Abubakar, 66 years old, telling us her experience of getting the COVID-19 vaccination. If you'd like to share her experience with your friends and family, you can download the podcast on bfm.my or on our BFM app. Just search for COVID-19 Vaccine Stories. You can register for your COVID-19 vaccination on vaccinecovid.gov.my or on the MySejahtera app. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.